Welcome to the Former Fat Friend podcast. I'm Casey.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Allie. And together we've lost over 370 pounds.
We all know what it's like to be the fat friend. And now we are sharing the ins and outs of our weight loss journeys.
Welcome to our very first episode.
We are your hosts. My name is Lisa, and I have lost 110 pounds with the help of gastric sleeve surgery.
I'm Allie. I have lost a little over 150 pounds since having gastric bypass 1 year ago.
And I'm Casey. I lost 105 pounds after having gastric sleeve surgery. And the three of us met a little over a year ago because of this shared experience with bariatric surgery. And in that time, I think we've had some really interesting conversations about all things related to weight loss and wellness. And we wanted to share those conversations with all of you. So before we get into more about what this podcast is about, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Is fat a bad word? Lisa, what do you think about the word fat?
I hate that word.
I feel like you have the most visceral reaction to that, what you're talking about.
I do. And I think that's why this is important, because I'm probably not the only one that has a visceral reaction. And I don't want to have that reaction. I don't want that word to hold that kind of power on me. I've been fat my whole life, and I've spent my entire life being called fat, feeling less than. And I think there are all of these other words tied to the word fat. Like, I think it's because of the way that people use it, right?
I don't know. I think that's the difference for me, is at least that I heard. I didn't get called fat. Like, I didn't get bullied that I heard. I'm sure people said it.
You didn't get bullied?
No. And I think that's why I have like a very different reaction to it. I don't like it, right? I heard my daughter say it about someone else, and I had a reaction like, whoa, 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 we don't say that. And the innocence, she's four for our listeners, but the innocence there, like, she had no idea that that was something we don't say. And I really stumbled over myself, like, trying to explain to her why we don't. And I couldn't, like, it's a descriptor, right? But I don't love it, but I don't know why. I don't have as much of an emotional reaction to it other than like, oh, we don't say that. To be fair, my daughter also called the person a fat pig. And that was more the reaction, which I was like, oh, no, 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 we can't.
Yeah, context is everything.
Yeah. And she was like, why not? She didn't get it. And I realized, like, it's my relationship with the word that is a problem. But the pig thing, we got to do away with it. And I told her, I'm like, we don't compare people's bodies to animals. Because she was like, what? Her tummy is big and round like a pig. And at first I was like, mommy used to have a bigger tummy too. And it would have hurt my feelings a lot if I heard somebody say that about me. Mm-hmm. And she was like, but why? Like, she didn't get it. And I'm like, well, I don't know exactly. I don't know. I just think the best way forward is, like, we just don't compare our bodies or anyone's body to an animal. And she was like, but I'm fast like a cheetah. Oh. And I was like,
you are.
You're right. And I don't, let's just forget about this. And, like, I don't want you to talk about anybody else at your school ever again. Let's just end it there.
You know what, though? You talking about your daughter saying that word and your reaction, that's probably where it came from for me. It's not the word. It's the reaction to the word.
So this is really important to me, because the word fat is a descriptor. But I think the problem for fat is that we as a society attach morality to fatness, right? Like, and we consider people, we know that people who are fat are lazy. That's crazy, right? And I know that. I still, as an objectively not lazy person for my entire life, was fat, was obese, enough so that I qualify for bariatric surgery and was able to lose 150 pounds, the whole person. Mm-hmm. I still believed myself to be lazy before that in some ways, because I just knew that if I just focused more or tried harder, that, like, I could lose weight. In my head, because I had heard that so often, and I really started to believe it.
Because you were doing this, you were doing the things, and you were still overweight. So it must have been a shortcoming on your end.
Exactly. And I own a lot of, like, I did not eat well. Like, there's no, like, this didn't happen to me. I understand that.
Sure.
But I just think, like, around the word fat in particular, like, we attach so much to it that isn't fat. It's not just your body size that we're talking about.
Yeah. What about you, Casey?
I have also been overweight or obese my entire life since childhood. I can remember being a third grader and a kid telling me that I was so fat that if I sat on the other end of a seesaw, I would send the skinny kid in class to space.
Where is he today?
I hope he's dead.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. No, but you know, those are the things. Like, I was in third grade. I was, what, 8 years old? And I still vividly remember that moment. I remember that kid. I remember exactly what was said. So yeah, I've struggled with my weight my whole life. For me, I think the word fat played an interesting role in my life because I wasn't always obese. I was always overweight. I was always the bigger friend, but I wasn't like to an extreme until I was a little bit older. And so for a while, I would make comments about myself and say, oh, I look so fat, or like, this is cute, but I'm too fat to wear that. And it was almost like if I said it, I acknowledged to other people that I was aware of it so that they didn't too.
Absolutely.
But then there got to a point where I had gained more weight and I had like crossed over this threshold of obesity and I didn't want to acknowledge it to anyone. And it was like at that point, that word fat then became a bad word for me. I didn't want to say it in relation to myself. I think now I have a different perspective on the word fat. And I think it's very much in line with what you said, Allie, that it's a descriptor. And we don't chastise our children for saying that someone's tall, you know,
if blonde, someone, yeah,
blonde, brunette, like it's a descriptor of what someone looks like. But when we have these visceral reactions, it just reinforces that there's something wrong with being that way. And I don't think there is. I can look back now and say, yes, I was fat. I was the fat friend. I was the fattest friend in my friend group. And I don't mean it as a negative, like I was fat and awful. I was
right. Or as a descriptor on anything other than your body size.
Exactly.
Right. I was thinking about though, what you said about like you would point it out so that other people wouldn't, so that you're taking away the opportunity for them to make fun of you for it because you already know. So what is it going to do? That may also be why I don't feel like I was bullied, because I did that. And I used like comedy basically as a way to build a defense system around myself. I actually remember, so I swam in college and my best friends are like 10 of the guys I swam with. And still while we were in school, one of my best friends said, nobody can make fun of Brown Bear the way Brown Bear makes fun of Brown Bear, like me, because there was nothing they could say. Like I was with a group of guys that were ruthless to each other. None of them talked about my size ever to me. Not a thing. Yeah, I don't know. But I think you use that as a defense.
You know, I think we do that because we see being fat as a problem. You would never go on the defensive about having blonde hair or being 5'11" or however tall you are, Allie.
Yeah.
You know, there are other physical descriptors of us or physical attributes that we have that we don't feel the need to proactively defend against.
Yeah. Where we're trying to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did the same thing. I used comedy. I remember I would walk in middle school and all the kids that rode a bus as I'm like walking out of the middle school parking lot, the school buses would go by and there were kids that would yell like, get it, Jenny Craig. And in that moment, I'd be like,
Jesus.
But I like...
You would just play along.
Right. I would play along because it's a defense mechanism. It's a protector. It's protecting me. That's my like cloak or my cape or whatever of like, getting it, working, getting those miles in, getting those steps in. But like, no, that hurt. No, it felt horrible. But you don't want them to know that it hurts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They would call me Lisa Pizza because I was round as a pizza. That's what I'm like, how did you not get bullied?
I don't know how maybe I did and I just didn't know it. I don't know what's worse.
You're DeLulu.
I'm just like, I am DeLulu, as we know, but I also am just so out of it sometimes that maybe I don't remember. I don't know.
So now that you are no longer objectively fat, do you think you have a different...
I'm not. Are you not?
Yeah, who says who?
Okay, that's another topic for another episode. Neither one of you nor myself are objectively fat. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that has changed your relationship with the word and how you would use it to describe your former self?
Yes, actually. I think I have a lot more compassion with that word now. I think when I hear the word fat now, I think about the heavier version of me and I want to hug her. And like, I definitely think when I hear that word, I have more compassion and maybe more relatability on a different level.
I don't know yet, I don't think, because I'm still kind of processing this. But what I can say is I think not worrying about it for myself and not including myself necessarily in that definition has given me the space to be a little bit more objective about why I have a reaction to it or why I have the reaction that I do. But yeah, I'm still kind of figuring that out. I don't know that I have stopped thinking of myself that way yet.
Yeah, I think for me, it's become a much more objective word than it ever was before. I can talk about my former self as being fat and it doesn't really have any emotion tied to it anymore. It was just a state of being. It just was what my body was. And I don't really know when that shift happened for me, because it certainly held a lot of emotion for most of my life. Being fat was something I desperately wanted to not be. But I have so much respect for the before me, the person in the before photos, because it's like, she did all the work, right? Like she was the one that took the steps that needed to be taken to get to where I am now. So when I describe my former self as fat, it doesn't take away any of that love and respect that I have for that version of myself. It's just purely a descriptor.
I never thought of that, actually. Thinking of yourself as a person you're describing and how that would make you feel. I've described myself as fat in like a passive way, just have. But I've never thought about the way that would make my former self feel to hear me say that today.
How do you feel now that you've...
I don't know. It feels a lot meaner.
But I think for me, that's what's changed is like, I can say things like, when I was fat, my thighs rubbed together and chafed and it hurt.
And I guess that is a statement.
That's a statement of fact, not a statement of value of who I was when I was fat. Whereas saying that back then would have been very emotionally charged.
Right. Because it's the feeling that you're attaching to the word. Mm-hmm. Words are not feelings. We attach feelings to words.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys something else? Fat or obese?
Fat.
Fat.
Right. Same. Obese hurts. I know it feels more scientific.
Yeah.
But obese feels disgusting to me.
It absolutely feels disgusting because those are words that you associate with like my 600-pound life and like really.
I was a Division I athlete. I went to physical therapy and they were like, you're obese on the BMI chart. And it felt awful.
This just happened to my mother, who will be like really angry if, you know, we get famous. But everyone knows this about her. She went to the doctor and the disgust and the disdain in her voice when she told me, do you know that I am obese? I mean, she was like, that is ridiculous. Like, I am obese. I think that
it wasn't a word I used really until I started talking about bariatric surgery.
I was morbidly obese. That's just a horrible term in general.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I was told there were classes to obesity and I was class 2 obese out of 3.
I think I celebrated when I got to class 2.
Wait, I've never had a class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they just didn't tell me.
I think it's like 30 to 34.9 is class 1, 35 to 39.9 is class 2, and then anything above 40 is class 3.
Okay, so which I is always knew it as
morbid.
Overweight, obese, and morbidly obese.
Well, they're still overweight. Overweight is 25 to 29.
Oh, you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, we don't.
Well, listen, we don't do this here, Casey.
That's a good segue into some of the responses we got on Instagram. So I posed the question to my followers on Instagram, and it was very open-ended. Just what do you think of when you hear the word fat? How does it make you feel? What do you think? I'm going to read some of these, and I would love to hear your reactions.
And just like, we have not seen these. Like, we asked, and like,
disclaimer.
We're all hearing these responses for the first time.
Okay, this person said, it's something you have, but people use it as something you are.
Whoa.
My mother used to say this about the other F word, the curse word F word. She would get upset, like, because my sister and I curse a lot. And she's like, that's not the meaning of the word. And I think it's the same thing with fat. We have taken it and turned it to something else. And I think that's similar. Fat is something you have. It's not something you are. People, society have taken that word and made it derogatory and made it mean something when in reality, it is just...
Which
it's
we do,
something you have. Right? It's something you eat. But it's not who you are. Mm-hmm. And but we, like you said, we as a society attach value to that, and that's what makes it so derogatory.
Yeah, I think the vast majority of these comments are, you know, saying it has a negative connotation. I don't like it. This person said it's demeaning, insulting, definitely not funny. I really dislike when it's used in comedy situations. I think that's a great point because, you know, I was thinking about the movie Pitch Perfect and the character of Fat Amy. Was that funny or was that actually really insensitive.
Like, and abusive.
And also, like, calling her out as being different from every other character because she was fat. She had to identify as Fat Amy, not just Amy.
But I think it's the same thing we were talking about of, like, using comedy to deflect. It's a protector. So when it's done in the realm of comedy, it's like, oh, it's okay, because it's yeah. comedy, it's mm-hmm. humor, so yeah. it makes it okay, and we laugh at it. And I think on one side of things, it helps desensitize us, but then it also says that, yeah, defining someone by their size is then okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a...
Yeah.
So this is an interesting comment. It says, it isn't a bad word. Fat is fat. We all have it, and sometimes we are fat. I had the hardest time dealing with it when I wasn't happy about being fat. So it makes me think about some of those things we said, like being tall is a descriptor. Well, if you're yeah. unhappy about being tall, then suddenly that descriptor becomes uncomfortable, much in the same way that fat is uncomfortable if you are unhappy.
Or people make fun of you for being tall,
right.
which yeah. is a real thing.
My husband and I talked about this at dinner last night because he coaches girls basketball. And in men's basketball, you call a big man a big man, right? And in girls basketball, he called the centers, I think, the bigs. And the parents came to him in girls basketball and were like, you can't call the big girls big. You can't do that. So he had to change it for the girls and say tall. And he was like, well, what's annoying is the parents said that. The girls never really seemed to have a problem with it. I'm like, that's because they didn't tell you. It's because they went home and either internalized it or told their parents, and their parents were acting as sort of like their advocate there. But I mean, I think it's just so different also for men and women. In basketball, being called a big man is a positive thing.
Again, it is the meaning we are attaching to the word.
Yep.
It's when you attach emotions to it, because yeah. otherwise it's the, just like Casey, you were saying, there's no longer emotion attached. So you can mm-hmm. say objectively, when I was fat, my legs shaved together and it hurt. Those are just like accurate. They're objective. Mm-hmm. There's yeah. not emotion behind it. There's no attachment to your value.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I think I say when I was bigger. I still don't think I say when I was fat.
I don't. I really avoid the word. I had an ex-boyfriend who used the word fat all of the time to describe himself. And I felt it. Every time he did it, I like flinched mm-hmm. and I hated that he talked about himself that way. And I actually asked him, I said, it bothers me. Can you please not call yourself fat around me?
Did it bother you because of how it made you feel, or because of how you thought it made him feel?
I think both.
Yeah.
Whether it was my perception of what he was saying or what, I felt he was doing it in a derogatory way. I didn't like that he was talking about himself that way. I didn't like for him to put himself down.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I was fat. And I didn't mm-hmm. want, you know, it's...
If he says that about himself, yes. too, you know
what he's thinking about
it.
Me.
Right.
Right. It's like, right. okay, well, if you're saying that out loud about yourself, what are you thinking
inside
your head?
That's like when skinny people say, like, oh, I feel so fat. I will not say to anyone outside of, like, my immediate circle, like, I feel so fat. Because I would get so irritated when people who were objectively not overweight would say that.
Because, and I'd be like, you literally have no idea what it feels like to
yeah,
be fat.
Yeah, that. And also, like, then what am I?
Right.
Like a whole barge? Because, like, you are a tiny. Pig. Yeah, I have a round belly like a pig. And I'm also fast like a cheetah. Just kidding. I've never been fast.
Says the person who runs an 8-minute mile. But yeah. Okay. Okay. So
I had that belly.
I think that, I mean, there are tons of comments here. And honestly, 99% of them are saying it's triggering for me. I don't like it. It makes me feel bad. This person said, I love that some people are reclaiming the word in a body positive way. Fat isn't bad.
Love that.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of how I feel. And we know that the name of our podcast is potentially a little bit controversial, but that's why we wanted to have this conversation, because this is clearly a polarizing topic, right? People have very strong feelings about it. And I think for us, what we want to say is, you know, we've been on both ends of the spectrum. We understand what it's like to be fat. We understand what it's like to now not be fat, and all of the emotions that go along with that. And that, you know, if we can use this platform to sort of dispel some of that stigma, not just around the word fat, but around obesity and the treatment of obesity and weight loss and wellness. And I think that's what we hope to do here. So what can you expect from this podcast? I think first things first, we want to talk about what we're not going to do. We are not Google. we're not going to give you information that you could find elsewhere. If you can search it on the internet and find that information, that's not what we're here for, right?
Yeah. And recommendations. I don't think we should be doing that.
We're here to extend the community that we have created with each other outward, because I think what the three of us have found with each other is really unique and special and has truly been a lifeline for me. That's the goal here, is to create that sense of community and to help make sure people feel like they're not alone. We are not here to tell you how many
carbs to eat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're not medical professionals. We're not here to give advice. We're here to share our experiences. If you have a medical question, talk to a medical professional.
I couldn't agree with that more, though. I think even though we are all coming from very different places in our lives, the amount of times that I have shared something and I feel like I'm completely crazy for thinking what I'm thinking or feeling the way that I do. And then the two of you are like, oh yeah, no, that's, yeah, that happens to me too. Or like, that happened to me. Or I had the same thought. I've met in real life and in my little corner of Instagram so many people who are so desperate for that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think when you embark on a weight loss journey, you kind of have this idea of how it's going to go. And it's very black and white. You're going to do these things, you're going to follow the guidelines, and you're going to lose weight. And what you don't realize is that losing a massive amount of weight literally changes every single part of your life. It changes your relationships, it changes how you spend your free time, it changes what you think about yourself and your body image and your self-worth and your self-esteem, and it changes how you spend money and
changes like how you pack for a trip.
It, mm-hmm. Yeah, it literally changes everything. And so I think those are the things that we, amongst the three of us, have found a lot of value in discussing and talking, and that we want to share with other people, because those are the kind of conversations that really kind of help you feel like you're not alone and hopefully help you process what you are feeling. So we are going to be having some interesting conversations with you all here, and we hope you will come back and join us. We will be dropping episodes weekly. If you want to connect with us on Instagram, my Instagram handle is @maintainingcasey.
Mine is @leaningintolisa.
And mine is @alliesLosingIt_RNY.
We will put those in the show notes, and we hope to see you back next week.
Bye.
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 Lit.